what's this concert all about?
Well, Cantabile, I have to give you a little background, but our Cantabile has been in existence for just shy of 2 years. But this is a chorus that is designed for women who really want to hone their singing skills and sing beautiful music in a warm and welcoming environment. We decided that for our very first standalone concert, we wanted to do something that was meaningful. It's lovely to sing beautiful music and have a nice audience, but we really wanted our concert to do a little more than that. So we looked around, and I'm relatively new to the area, but someone told us about People's Place, which does wonderful work for young girls who have been removed from their homes by the courts, for sheltering battered women. And we thought, well, March is Women's History Month. What a wonderful time to see if we couldn't put a concert together that would not only give us a chance to hone our skills and get out in front of the public, but also do something that will benefit somebody else. So this concert on March 24th, as you mentioned, is actually free to the public, but we will take a free will offering, and all proceeds will go to support the good work that People's Place does.
Now, give me some background about the Cantabile Women's Chorus itself. What's the makeup? How many members? Where do the members come from?
We are from primarily Sussex County oriented. I have another women's choir in Wilmington that is much older, has been around for 15 years. But Cantabile came into existence because once my husband and I moved here and I became involved in the artistic community, it became very apparent that there are wonderful community choirs in Sussex County, Southern Delaware Chorale, Camp Rehoboth, all kinds of things. But there's nothing that really speaks to the great literature that is written for women voices, for the ability of women to come together with a common cause. And that's kind of where Cantabile came from. It was actually people who approached me, would you be willing to start a women's chorus down here? So last year we had about 26 members. This year we had somewhere in between 22 and 24, depending on, you know, who's traveling and whatnot. We run an age from 18 to mid-70s and everything in between. You have to have a little background in choral singing, but you don't have to be classically trained. We do a wide genre of music, but we really try to honor women's composers, music about women, by women, for women. And yeah, we have fun, but we work very hard.
Who are past women's composers that you've honored?
Oh my goodness. Abby Bettinus, I don't know if you're aware, but the Alfred Burt carols that were around when I was a little girl, they were written by a family. Her great-grandfather actually sent them out as Christmas cards every year. And she is a contemporary composer. I just met her at a convention 2 days ago, as a matter of fact, who writes primarily for women's voices. Andrea Ramsey, an up-and-coming woman's composer this year, will actually do two pieces by Andrea Ramsey, one called The Roof, one called The Rising, and they speak about rising out of pain and overcoming adversity and that sort of thing. Gwyneth Walker is a wonderful woman's composer who lives in Maine. She's a little teeny tiny little old lady, but writes the most amazing music. We're going to do a piece by Gwyneth Walker called From Dusk to Dawn, which is actually based on the text of a woman named Lema Jibowy, who was the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize winner, and she led Liberian women in peaceful protest of the civil war that was going on in her country, and it's based on her text. Oh my goodness, all kinds of people. Susan Borwick, who wrote a fantastic piece that we're doing called And Ain't I a Woman, based on the text of Sojourner Truth, who was a woman's rights and a civil rights advocate at the mid-19th century, and she spoke, believe it or not, to a women's rights movement in Ohio in the 1800s. Yes, it actually goes back that far. So, yeah, lots of wonderful women writing great music today.
I can hear the excitement in your voice. How important is this event for Women's History Month?
I think it's extremely important. I think it's important that we, especially in this day and age, and what we are experiencing, you can see it in the news. You can hear it in the voices of women around the country. But I think it's extremely important that we make our voices known in a peaceful and social justice kind of atmosphere. You know, when I was young, when I was growing up and singing in the mid-60s, the music written for women was really just reworked music that was written for SATB choirs, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, so male, female. And there was very little music that was written solely for women's voices. Mendelssohn did a little bit. You could find some with Bach, but not anything that was solely for us. And today, in the last 30 years, that has completely changed. I won't live long enough to do all the music that I would like to do.
Well, it sounds very exciting. Now, I know the branch director, the Milford branch director of the music school, Amos Fayette, will perform in this concert.
Yes. Amos is a very, very accomplished violinist, so he will be accompanying us on two pieces. We have a wonderful bass player, George Freeman, who is going to accompany us on this bluesy piece that I talked about, and Ain't I a Woman. And we are so looking forward to doing this. It's really, really going to be a great concert.
Amos, this concert is extremely important, right?
It's important not just because we're celebrating women composers, which is something that the classical community is doing much more of these days. It's also important just because these are people that we are seeking to draw awareness to people who we may not otherwise, as a society, pay that much attention to, and for no good reason other than sort of out of sight, out of mind. Many of the girls who are recipients of services from People's Place will actually be in attendance of this performance. They will be there as greeters and ushers. We wish for them to be front and center for this event.
That's great. Give me some background for people who are not familiar with the music school. Give me some background.
All right. So the Music School of Delaware we are a rather unique institution. We are the only statewide and nationally accredited community music school in the entire country. We offer classes, ensembles, and private lessons for children as young as 4 months of age, all the way through octogenarians. Basically, we believe in more music for more people in more places.
Anything else that I am leaving out, not asking you about this concert, that you want people to know about or about the music school?
The Music School of Delaware is, again, we are very proud to support, to act in support and in partnership with People's Place. The Cantabile Women's Chorus is an absolutely fantastic ensemble made up of 20 or so of the most wonderful singers you will ever hear. And we certainly hope to see you at this performance on March the 24th.
All right, so Joanne, tell us how we can get tickets and give everybody again the location of the concert and the date of the concert.
Okay, it is March 24th, Sunday, March 24th. The concert is at 4 p.m. It's at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Route 9 in Lewis. There are no tickets. It is totally free to the public, but we will take a free will offering, and all of those proceeds will go to the wonderful work that the women at People's Place do for, as I said, women at risk, battered women, young girls who suffer terrible home situations. So we're very happy to be able to do this.
And I don't think we've mentioned the very special guest that you're going to have.
Oh, yes. We are so excited that Bethany Hall Long will be opening the concert for us. So, yeah, it's really a great tribute to women and the good work that we do.